I'm just going to keep droning on and on and on, because it's the news, according to me. Good Monday morning again. Here it is, Monday, December 16th. The month is half over. 8:54:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host with the cup. That's what I've got. Got a cup here. It's good stuff. I've got some chai. I'm here at the home studio. At the home studio. And I don't know what's going on. What's going on with this? Oh, there we go. I'm just going to do that. Okay, there we go. Oh, it's, yeah. It's raining here. It's up in the, at least it's warmer, but it's raining. It's going to be raining for a couple days here in the northern Indiana area. And unfortunately, it's just the way it is. So at least it's not snowing, but it is raining. I have, in a world where I wake up in the morning and I don't know what I'm going to say, I've been checking into this whole droning thing. And it's again, let's back up. In my cup, I have chai with cinnamon creamer. I have a backup cup today. Apple cider. That's good stuff, apple cider. I have, there you go, got that out of the way. That's why everybody tunes in anyway. Just a quick show. Probably going to take no more than a couple hours. I don't know. I don't know how long this is going to go. We have this. I listened to a lot of different commentators over the weekend about this whole thing with the drone thing. Probably one of the best. Probably one of the best articles that I've, or talks that I've heard, is this guy from Saxon Aerospace out in, I think he's out in Colorado. They build drones for the, what the hell would happen there? Stand by here for just a second. There's something weird going on with this whole system here. It's okay. Let's all straightened out here. Anyway, so this guy named Saxon. This was actually on the Benny Johnson show. The link that was sent to me by Penguin Link Services. It's a joke. He's got an interesting take on this. Now, I have other things I want to talk about this whole thing, because I've kind of done some basic, you know, reasoning, critical thinking, kind of laid out the whole possibility, this whole thing, what I know about aviation and what I know about drones. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a financial counselor, but I do have some experience in aviation and in drone flying and those kinds of things. And I think that there's a certain amount of hysteria being formed over this. Now, there's a couple different things that are happening at the same time. One, there is some legislation trying to be passed to eliminate DJI drones. DJI makes the vast majority, probably 80% of the drones out there that people use seriously, especially content creators, probably a larger number of content creators out there use DJI products for doing, and most of the aerial photography that content creators do and on YouTube and social media, content creators, most of them are using, are using aerial footage simply for artistic expression. And it's not, you know, they'll be out walking through the woods or out doing something with the trail riding, whatever they're doing, some kind of outdoor adventure type thing. And they've got this drone that's following them. It's usually during some kind of narration or during some kind of music they're playing or whatever they're doing. And they might be exploring some kind of park, some kind of trail, whatever they're doing, and they have aerial footage of the area, whatever it is. It's just, that's generally what they do. Now, this Saxon aviation guy, the aerospace guy, he claims there's no reason for a drone to be up at night, flying around at night. Well, because they can't see anything. Yeah, they can. You can see lights. There are city lights. There's all kinds of things you can see at night with a drone. The optics are actually pretty good as far as getting artistic content. That happens. You can't see stuff without a really, that's why helicopters, police helicopters have a huge spotlight typically, or they have some kind of thermal imaging. They have flare, whatever they've got, or FLIR technologies. They've got all kinds of things that they can see at night with to increase their vision, or they have, but what they used to have was just heavy spotlights before they had all the other technology. So if they were tracking a criminal, somebody running from the law, they would typically have a huge spotlight they would put on somebody. And that's not the case right now. They've got all kinds of other things they can do. Now, that being said, you can see city lights. You can see all kinds of things. Speaking of lights, now one of the biggest problems with this thing is if there's people. Oh, this is Iran. This is some foreign country. This is Russia. This is China. Whatever it is, people are trying to say that this is some kind of foreign entity. This is not a foreign company. This is not a foreign organization doing this. I'm convinced of that. You don't send a spy drone up around, and I'm going to back up with a couple other things too. You don't send a spy plane or spy drone up and just light it up with all kinds of lights and flashing lights to, anti-collision lights. You don't do that. You fly it around and you keep the lights off. You want to be undetected. You're doing that kind of thing. You want it to be covert. Having lights on the thing is not covert. You take your risk of having somebody else collide with you. Now, maybe you would have them on for other, if there's a whole bunch of other operators operating the drones, but they have anti-collision software out there as well. They're smart enough now that drones can know where they are relative to something else. They have all kinds of sensors on them. You don't run into trees and that kind of thing. There's just no reason why they should have their lights on unless they are doing some kind of contractual work. Now, this is either a government operation or it is a government contractor that is, sworn to some kind of high clearance secrecy kind of thing that's going on. There are several different possibilities here. First of all, the government, and Mayorkas has come out and said something. He's even said something. Well, as of September of 2023, the FAA now allows drones to fly at night. No. The drones have always been able to fly at night. That is such a fallacy. There's never been a law about not flying drones at night. Even commercially, you could fly drones at night if you had the proper lighting. You had to have proper lighting. That's what's the key is proper lighting here. It's you have to have to fly at night. They always have to be within eyesight. Even commercially, technically a drone, if you're operating a drone for photography reasons, taking pictures for a real estate company or whatever you're doing, you have to have proper lighting. You have to have proper spotters. You either have to fly the drone and have eyesight within eyesight all the time, or you have to have a spotter, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of things that you have to do with the drone, which is, to some degree, it errs on the way on the side of caution, and it's ridiculous, the ridiculous rules that they have. Basically, they don't want you to operate at all. But the thing that they're doing here is there's a couple things happening. We have a government that's fearful of drone attacks. Now, imagine, if you will, the inauguration. And what would happen if 50 drones just showed up and all of a sudden started swarming the inauguration? all of them armed with payloads. I'm just putting scenarios here. This is critical thinking stuff. Hopefully they have a way of protecting, you know, the president and this whole process and everybody, all the dignitaries that are going to be there. But this is the kind of thing that Mayorkas came out and just made a bunch of babbling statements, 90% of which are just propaganda stuff. It's pathetic. About 10% of what he said was right. But he has no clue. These people, how they are in these offices and how they get paid ridiculous amounts of money to do what they do. They have budgets that are ridiculous. And that's what they get paid is nothing. It's the budget they operate within and all the things they're able to do in the course of their work. I
only made $200,000 last year.
Well, okay, yeah, but what's your budget? What are you in charge of? How many meals do you actually pay out of your own pocket? How many hotel rooms? How much travel do you actually pay for? Because very little is paid out of their own pocket. Pretty much living, you know, their gross and their net is ridiculously different. So it's all a big shell game. And of course, a lot of money goes to the people that are close to them, and then there's always kickbacks and feedback. How do these congressmen and congresswomen, how do they become millionaires on a salary that's less than mine? How do you do that? In a matter of years. Just look at the value, the worth, the net value or whatever, net worth of people like AOC who showed up in Washington, D.C. and were crying and screaming and whiny. I can't afford a place to live in D.C. Now all of a sudden she's got a Tesla. She's got, which most people in that town don't even have a car because they don't need it. It's public transportation city. You've got all this stuff going on with all these people who, you know, all of a sudden she's not complaining about rent anymore, is she? In fact, she moved out of that little rental place she had, and she has an apartment now, or whatever. She's got her own condo, or whatever it is she purchased, or whatever, her and her boyfriend. And her boyfriend doesn't make any money. How does that happen? Interesting that happens that way, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi gets to be a multimillionaire. And I'm not just saying the Democrats. Plenty of other people out there. In fact, Mr. Former Navy SEAL guy, what's his name? He was all Mr. Popular for a while, and everybody realized now he's just an establishment hack. Can't remember his name. He actually makes, I think, more in trades than Nancy Pelosi does. These people get onto committees. They get all this inside information, and they use it to pass on to their significant other or somebody close to them, and they start making all kinds of money. Well, they just happened to purchase a whole bunch of stock. Oh, look, Congress just passed a bill that is going to make this other company rich. Oh, I just happened to invest in that just today. I just happened to invest in that. Oh, that company's going to go broke if we pass this bill. Oh, I better sell all that stock. Oh, I just happened to sell all that stock. Oh, look, the company's going broke. Oh, look, I bought a bunch of puts on that stock. Oh, good. So we have a ridiculously corrupt system here. And what they're doing, a couple of things that are happening. One is, first of all, the very first reason why this drone thing could have been happening to begin with. Now, this one, I heard the actual interview, what this guy said. He said they're coming off the ocean. He didn't say they're coming out of the ocean. And I think people have misunderstood him and misquoted this guy. They're saying, it came out of the ocean. What he should have said is they came offshore. I think that's what he really meant to say. And he said they came off the ocean. That was twisted around to think that this guy said they came out of the ocean. No, he didn't say that. He never said that. Well, maybe he did in a different interview. The interview I saw, where he said they came off the ocean. In other words, I think what he meant is they came offshore. I think he got these two things confused. Came from the ocean. They came offshore. It's questionable whether or not they actually came from a boat offshore, or whether they came, whether they were flying low, close to the water, and then came in from the shoreline because they were trying to be undetected, or whatever they were doing, or just trying to navigate in a way that they wouldn't hit anything from wherever they were launched. But I guarantee you, this is probably a government contractor. Now, let's talk about the drones themselves. People say, well, that wasn't a drone. It was a fixed-wing airplane. There are drones that are fixed-wing airplanes. In fact, Saxon Aerospace, but right behind this guy in this TikTok thing that he put out, talking about what he thinks it is. And I think it's accurate what he's saying. But the little drone behind him is a fixed-wing drone. A drone simply means that you can launch the thing. The radio-controlled airplane is very similar, but it's not quite the same. A radio-controlled airplane, you put in the sky, and some of them have autopilots. Some of them, they'll fly on their own. But you can trim them up to fly on their own a little bit, or you can put them into a turn, kind of leave them in a turn, a circle pattern type thing. A drone is very different in that respect. You can literally program it to go to a position and turn around and hover, in the case of a fixed wing, you can cause it to go to a particular place and put it in a holding pattern, and it will stay in that area. If with a radio-controlled airplane, there's no GPS, there's no understanding of where it is in relative to the Earth. You are the GPS. You are the one flying it. Some of them are equipped with geolocation devices on them too. So you're kind of blurring the line there. But the point of a radio-controlled airplane is you're just flying it around. It's kind of free flight. You are the one keeping it in the particular area. Whereas a drone, you can set it up to just fly hands off, and it will just fly in that area. Which a lot of people don't realize, a fixed-wing airplane is much more efficient. It can cover a much long, it can carry a heavier payload and carry that payload much further distances on a lot less energy. The wing itself is what's holding things in the air. And of course, the power is being used for forward motivation, or motive power. Also provides that flow over the wing, which creates lift and does the whole thing, keeps it going. It's much more efficient than a rotary wing aircraft, which is most drones are considered. They think of the DJI drones, the little, four propeller. They think of that as a drone. Well, that is a drone, but that's not the only definition of a drone. You can also have boats that are drones. It's more of an autonomous type thing that works kind of on its own, and it's. There is a hybrid. It's an incredibly sophisticated. I think China actually builds these. I'm not sure. The technology is. It's not so much in the aircraft itself that the technology is so advanced. Where the real advancement in technology comes from is the kind of payload, the kind of armament, whatever it is, we want to call it. The kind of technology they can put on the drone. With reference to thermal imaging, with vision cameras, those kinds of things that can have the kind of counter surveillance, whatever they're putting on the drone, the kind of technology packages, not necessarily the flight capabilities and characteristics aren't that big of a deal, because you can just take a picture of the thing and figure it out. The one that is probably the most sophisticated. I actually had this idea several years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago. I had a design in my head that I so wanted to build, and I don't know. It was a vertical takeoff and landing drone that also had the ability to fly as a fixed-wing aircraft, simply by using some rotating system. And there's been airplanes made this way. I mean, there's plenty of some of the more advanced fighter jets and that kind of thing. Well, the Harrier was one of the first ones that was really popular. It actually was capable of flying vertical takeoff and landing, and then it was also capable of being a fighter jet. And I just thought that, you know, for a drone, that's really the kind of the optimal type thing you want to do. I mean, unless you're doing some specific photography in a very specific area and you're trying to get just the perfect shot or the perfect video, you know, from a particular angle, you can fly the fixed-wing airplane up a little bit higher, especially in following vehicles and doing those kinds of things, especially, you know, it's because you can fly so slow, especially into the wind, to the point where you're almost hovering. Get a general overview shot that's doesn't even look like you're moving. But there is one the Chinese people, and it is about the size of an SUV. It's a very large drone. I mean, as far as the wingspan, it has four engines on it. You'd almost mistake it for a from a distance. At certain angles, it would almost look like you know, if it was coming at you at a certain angle, if it was flying slow enough, it would almost look like a 747 off in the distance. I mean, it could almost be mistaken for that in a blurry picture. In fact, I've seen pictures of them. It's like, man, that could almost looks like a 747, but it's not. What's interesting here is that this guy, this Saxon Aerospace guy, he said that and this is probably how it all started. The one of two things. They were either swarming military bases and swarming radio, possibly nuclear facilities, sensitive facilities of some sort, to test the capabilities of geo wall type thing, geosynchronous wall. The DJI company actually has some things where you can't fly into certain airspace, and when you try to do it, it just stops. When you try to fly your drone into a particular area where there might be like a airspace that's controlled airspace, like around an airport, you get within so many miles of it, it just stops. It won't go any further. You can't even launch the thing if you're within the airspace that you shouldn't be. So it's unless you have certain permissions and you can get. There's ways of going around it. You can get around that kind of stuff. But it's they're basically there's one company that actually has put into their software that you can't fly in certain areas. Now, at the same time, they have setups where they have, you know, they can beam signals that will knock down drones and stop them from flying and that kind of thing. And they may be testing defense systems. And of course, they can't admit to that. They can't talk about that on, you know, national television. They can't talk about what their capabilities are and how the tests are going and all that kind of thing. That's one of those things where you kind of want to keep that kind of stuff close to the vest. We don't have a need to know. We just need to know that they're, you know, working on something. It has to do with national defense. Now, that's all well and good. When the hysteria started happening, because people started seeing this, they might be doing it at night because they don't want anybody to see it. Now, why you'd have lights on the stupid thing, other than they didn't want some kind of general aviation aircraft to crash into it, that would cause an even bigger scandal. In the meantime, they have this stuff going on, and people are noticing it, and so the hysteria starts happening because they're not answering the questions. And of course, all the you know, conspiracy theories and everything else starts to happen. It's because we just had this balloon float across our entire country before they shot it down. And the left-wing media, I'm sorry, but they've lost their lily liver minds. They have no sense of reason, no common sense, nothing. They want to just make a big deal out of the stupidest things. NBC News, George Stephanopoulos was interviewing Nancy Mace a while back, and he was making these comments about how, you know, he said, well, Donald Trump was a rapist. He was convicted of rape, all this stuff. He wasn't. He absolutely was not. And he sued him. He sued NBC and George Stephanopoulos, and he actually sued him for 15. I think the case ended up being a $15 million settlement, I think, of which George Stephanopoulos paid $1 million out of his own pocket, which, of course, will be a settlement out of his future pay. They'll just take a little bit out of his pay to be pre-taxed, I'm sure. He won't even notice it. Guy who makes millions of dollars a year. Those are the kind of things that they do all the time. And of course, they get in trouble for that. I tell you, if I'd have been Nancy Mace, I would have just looked at George Stephanopoulos and said, you know, when he was making these accusations, I would have said, hey, by the way, did you used to work for Bill Clinton? How many years did you work for Bill Clinton? And were you working for Bill Clinton when he was taking advantage sexually? Taking advantage of an intern in the Oval Office? And I didn't hear you say anything about that. I didn't hear you. I haven't heard you denounce him for that. I haven't heard you say anything about him being a sexual predator. Ever. Do you want to, 25 years later now, do you want to maybe make a statement about him, the guy that you worked for? Would you like to make a statement about that? That wasn't an allegation. That was proven. Everybody admitted it. He admitted it. They admitted it. She admitted it. It happened. Let alone the 12-year affair he had with Jennifer Flowers, all the other stuff that he did. And nobody seems to have a problem with Bill Clinton on the left. Nobody calls him a pig. Nobody calls him anything. This guy was a predator. And who knows how many other interns he took advantage of. Maybe not all of them in the Oval Office, but that was bad enough the way it was.
But that's okay, yeah.
This is a guy who, after all this happened, gets a standing ovation on Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey would never have Donald Trump on her show ever, if she still had a show. Yeah. Anyway. So what this guy says, this Saxon Aerospace, his little talk, what he had, pertained to the possibility that these drones are trying to sniff out something. There's some nuclear material, a nuclear weapon, nuclear material that has possibly gone missing. A long time ago, it went missing out in the Midwest, Western kind of area of the country. There was something that went missing. There was some kind of, and they were looking for it. They were looking for the signature on this thing, couldn't find it. Well, now, of course, this thing is possibly now popped up. They're trying to sniff out this. They may have a lead on this thing, but in the Jersey area, Jersey and New York area, and they're trying to find this thing because they can have radioactive sniffers, so to speak, or detectors. Could be looking for something. Either some kind of they're either looking for some kind of a biohazard, or they're looking for some kind of actual hazard from something. Now, this would be the kind of thing that they would do for a false flag operation. Folks, don't put anything past these people. They don't want Trump in office so badly. They don't care how many people they kill. They don't care. They'll do whatever they have to do to get the end justifies the means with these people, and it's even worse with the deep state. Their survival is all that matters to them. And they don't care about the American people. The American people are just a tool. They can propagandize, they can fund their little programs, keep themselves going and keep themselves alive, keep their power and their prestige. So, I don't know what happened with the with that whole nuclear thing, but this guy goes on with this whole process. And talks about what the possibilities. Now, what I think happened is they intended on just trying to find something or doing some kind of tests or whatever they're doing. They're trying to find something, whatever it is. They had a mission that was going on. I don't think it's government. I think it's a government contractor that's doing this. Somebody knows who's flying these things. It's got to be somebody in the country that knows who's flying these things. They're not somebody on a boat outside, you know, sitting out offshore doing this. The government's making all the right statements, saying all the right things that makes me believe that this is a government operation and they can't tell us anything about it. Or, you know, trying to keep whatever it is under wraps. Either there's something that's happened they don't want us to know about, or there's something that's going on they don't want us to know about. However, they're using the hysteria to their advantage. They have legislation also in place. Now, this is the second part of this thing. I think it's just a byproduct for them. It's a fortunate byproduct of what's going on. And what it is, quite simply, is they have legislation in place that they're trying to get rid of drones in the United States, especially DJI drones. So they're a national security risk. So they're trying to eliminate them. And there was actual legislation in the last, I think it was just this last fall, right? It might even be back in process right now. They're trying to get this thing passed for the Department of Defense. It's a budget of some kind. And in that budget was a ban on DJI drones. Or the flying of DJI drones in the U.S. Huge restrictions, all kinds of things. So that's part of it. Well, now, if they can create this scary fear hysteria about drones flying in the sky, it would be very much, much easier. This isn't the first time they tried to eliminate them, by the way. It's been done many times. But they're getting more and more headway with this in Congress. They're actually getting more and more people leaning towards allowing this kind of thing, allowing the banning of it. So the ban is closer and closer to passing. And the interesting thing about all of it is the way the government is responding to it. And of course, here we are, this administration's on its way out, and we have all this stuff happening. You know, are they trying to create a false flag? What are they trying to do here? Knowing the nefarious means of these people. Now, at the same time, all this is going on. The left is still doubling down and going back on their old standby of Trump bad, Orange Man bad, Trump the Nazi. We have a dictator in office now. We have to save the republic, save the democracy. They're not too sure what to say here, because they've lost pretty badly in this last election. They can't really, you know, having won even the popular vote now, they're really kind of concerned. They really didn't think that was going to happen. And I think most of the people in the media had themselves convinced that they were going to win, and some of them, I think, believe they were going to win by a landslide, and of course, it just didn't happen. In fact, the win was probably bigger than we realize, because they still tried to rig it. They still tried to fix it, but it was just too big. The win was too big for the level of shenanigans that went on. They still lost. So it's probably even bigger than what we were told, bigger than what it's being, you know. In fact, there's a lot of down-ticket people, congressmen, senators, mayoral races, those kinds of things that were happening that also flipped that they didn't expect. And there were still some shenanigans in some areas where the votes were not counted properly, and all kinds of weird things. So I wanted to weigh in on this whole drone thing. And I think that it's important that we realize the deep state loves to use fear as a means to an end, so to speak, to manipulate the American people, to manipulate people in general. And I think that's what's happening here with us, with this whole process. I think they're trying to manipulate us in very many, in a lot of ways. What's concerning to me is that we're coming up on, of course, about a month from now, we'll have a new president stepping into office. A lot of people are fleeing the ship. They're jumping like rats. Got Christopher Wray leaving. A lot of other people in the military, but people who are in all these alphabet soup organizations are just jumping out, knowing that they're going to be fired, announcing their resignations, hoping to escape the coming exposure of all the stuff that they've done. So it should be an interesting time ahead of us here. See what happens. And there are some who are going to be fighting for their lives and for their jobs and for their careers and their power. And because of their corruption, they know they're going to be found out. Of course, they're supposed to be maintaining all their records and maintaining all their communications, and you know that's not going to happen. They're going to be burning. Some of the organizations have actually shut down. They're shutting down the entire departments. And of course, when they do that, they're allowed to supposedly destroy all their, you know, well, we have to get rid of all this because the departments no longer going to be there, so we have to destroy all this information, all of our texts, all of our emails, communication, all this stuff has to be destroyed because, you know, we're shutting down that department. Doesn't exist anymore, so we have to, has to be shut down. Even though they're being told to preserve all that stuff, they're not going to do that. That's a lie. God bless everybody. Have a great rest of your week.